Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, is Alex Jones.
The last year and a half I've been trying to get back in shape after years of not working out. I tell you, it is rough. Jogged this morning, went out to the lake Saturday, swam a little over 1,000 yards. That isn't a lot for a good swimmer, but for me, 1,000 yards, that's... I pulled something in my neck. So the whole time I'm on TV today, I may be wincing with the pain. Just thought I'd mention that because they cut to me early and I was like all contorted in pain. That's not your fault. Hey, I got Advil. I'm taking more Advil. That's what it takes. I don't have any water. That's what it takes to get back in shape. No pain, no gain. And just I seem a little bit out of it today. That's what's going on. Okay. excuse me just a moment. Like this Charlie horse right in your neck, right where it meets your, I guess that's your trap right there. Whew. All right, ladies and gentlemen, getting my composure there from a muscle spasm. It was easy swimming the 1,000 yards, but it's the soreness of my back now. I mean, what? How out of shape? You swim 1,000 yards. I don't know. How many laps is that in Olympic pool? I don't know. What is 1,000 yards? How much of a mile is that? Is that like a 3/4 of a mile? Now, do me a calculation. What's 1,000 yards? It's 1 kilometer. We'll figure it out. It doesn't matter. Why am I off talking about swimming a kilometer? But it's... Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. Thank you. All right. Let me get refocused here on the news we're covering. I looked at my sheet wrong. Greg Pallas is coming up in 30 minutes. And I am still just reeling from the fact that illegal aliens rioted all over the United States, set fire to buildings, and knocked out more than 20 shop windows in Santa Cruz. They're running around with signs all over the news saying they're going to kill citizens, kill police. We've played audio, video of that. We've shown you the signs. It's just making my head spin. When Greg Pallas joins us after I take some calls, I'm going to get into Greece gets $146 billion bailout rescue in EU-IMF package and how that dovetails in with ECB president, European Central Bank president, favors global governance. That's Forbes. And then here's another one. For nations living the good life, the party's over, IMF says. See, the bankers say your good life is over. And they're selling you that it's your fault. Also, Greece erupts as men from IMF prepare to wield an axe and take their pension funds. The Times of London. And I heard CNN yesterday explaining how Greece deserves to have their pension funds taken and how they're the bad guys. Sure, the governments have been bought off. The public have made bad decisions. But 95%, we've had economists on that agree, of what happened here with the mortgage crisis wasn't mortgage crisis. It was derivatives, period. The media just claimed, oh, my gosh, we've got a big housing crisis. We've got a big problem. We've got to have trillions of dollars right now on October 3rd, or we're going to have a depression. And then October 4th, Henry Paulson, former Goldman Sachs head, he was Treasury Secretary at the time, said, we're not going to tell you where the money's going now, and it's not going to unfreeze the mortgage market. And the mortgage market is more frozen now than it was then. So I'm going to explain how this scam works in detail. And then coming up the next hour, and you guys make me do this, remind me, because we did a lot of work, you did a lot of work, getting clips out of Obama's commencement speech in Michigan and his White House press corps dinner where he just went over the top with arrogance and in-your-face bravado, chutzpah, whatever you want to call it, hubris. That is coming up in the last hour amongst a lot of other important news. But your phone calls are coming up. Then I'm going to get into this Orwellian IRS ad that's running. Stay with us.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to go back to your calls here in a few minutes. Then I am going to be interviewing for 30 minutes Greg Palast of the BBC, who 8 years ago exposed the derivative scam operation that Enron and Goldman Sachs and others had already set up, and how they were planning to bring down the Western world just as they had brought down countless third world countries. He got the internal IMF World Bank documents, so we thought it would be a good time to have Greg Palast back. Okay. Everything the government does is about intimidation and setting up the system where the government's our mommy, our daddy, our big brother, with the billboards, with the fear, with the TV ads about tattling on your parents, tattling on your neighbors, terrorists are under every table. They're going to get you. We're taking your rights away to keep you safe. So the message is we're going to protect you. But we're also going to take your guns so you can't protect yourself. And we want to intimidate you with the cameras and the surveillance and the tea parties with riot police and sound cannons at the events and the media claiming anybody that's against the banking takeover or open borders is a terrorist and the media covering up. Illegal aliens are rioting nationwide. And remember this article from Fox News 2 years ago. Massachusetts police get black uniforms to instill sense of fear. Springfield's men in black are returning. The city's new police commissioner, William Fichette, says members of the department's street crime unit will again don black military-style uniforms as part of his strategy to deal with youth violence. And he went on to say, quote, this is that the sense of fear has been missing for the past few years, said Sergeant Don Delaney, told the city council hearing. So it's all about fear. And then every time we point out the government is terrorizing the public, trying to make us scared, and Obama said in a speech we're going to play next hour, that when you criticize the government, you're criticizing the American people. The people are the government in a democracy. No, they're not. We're a republic where if 51% say rob the other 49, you can't, because everyone's rights to private property and free speech and the right of defense are protected. And so when Obama says, oh, the birds are tweeting, the sun's out, it's a beautiful day, the world didn't end when I signed Obamacare, he knows full well it doesn't get phased in until the next 2 to 5 years. It starts getting phased in 2 years. More deception. So he comes out and says something similar, very deceptive, using psych warfare. He comes out and says, you are the government. So when you criticize the government, you criticize the people. Really, is the government, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and others, being the biggest contributors to both parties, offshore banks stealing trillions from us? That'd be like the Greece government saying, you know, don't criticize the banks. They're your government. You know, they represent you. This is democracy. By the way, the Greeks did create democracy, 2,600 years ago. They had a bucket for black stones and a bucket for white stones. And only the land, the landed, wealthy, gentry class was allowed to vote, A. B, they would have votes almost every day, and sometimes they would have a vote on, are we going to kill this philosopher who's been criticizing the government? And they would go have a vote, and they'd say, yes, we're going to kill him. And so they would grab him and throw him off a cliff. Many famous cases of that. Their favorite way to kill someone was to throw them off a 700-foot cliff. That's how they did it. Throwing people off, head first, you grab them by their arms and legs, four men, one, two, three. I'm not for democracy. I'm against democracy. I'm sick of hearing about democracy. In a democracy, they can bring in 51% foreigners from China and Germany and Europe and Mexico and everywhere else. They can bring them in. The government promises them in a political party some chicken feed goodies if they'll vote for big government and tyranny. They vote for it and they say, hey, 51% voted to take your guns. You notice, though, the government likes democracy when it goes their way. But when 65 to 70% of Americans are against abortion now, they say, oh, well, we're a republic. Doesn't matter if 99% of you are against abortion. People can still do what they want with their body. But that's another case. In a republic, everyone's rights are protected, including that baby that can't speak for itself. But that's a twisting of the republic. So, see, they want to play it both ways here. Now, that said, we have seen massive, sustained intimidation of the people. All over the country, the police admit we wear black uniforms, we wear black masks, we beat on our shields with billy clubs, we bring sound cannons out to the tea parties to intimidate you because we want to intimidate you. That's why they bring riot police to any pro-America demonstration, whether it's anti-war, that's pro-sovereignty, that's good, or whether it's pro-border control, or whether it's pro-Second Amendment, or pro-land rights. If the globalists don't like it, they don't want demonstrations to spread, they don't want the idea to spread, they want to keep... In fact, pull up that ants clip again. We never played that last week. If you let one ant stand up, they'll all stand up. Do we have that? Okay, yeah... I think you were actually gone. Yeah, no, we have the clip. We'll cue that up. In fact, John has it. John, you have that at the network, don't you? You couldn't find it either. Well, okay. Well, we'll have to go buy it then. The point is, it's about a 10-second clip. The issue is, you've got the grasshoppers all standing around, and they're in this big granary, totally stuffed, gobbling, and the second-in-command aide-de-camp grasshopper comes shuffling over to the boss grasshopper, and he says, why are we fighting with these ants? We don't need them to work for us. We got plenty of food here. And the head grasshopper says, those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, it's over for us. It's not about food. It's about power. It's about letting them know we're in charge. And here it is. Massachusetts police get black uniforms to instill sense of fear. Now, that's what this is all about. And the video we're about to play that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Orwellian Big Brother tax collection commercial airs in Pennsylvania. And there are so many facets to this. I even wrote some notes last night that I want to go over here. There are so many levels to this, but let's play the 30-second ad first and then go over what the message here. The message is, we're watching you from satellite. We're God. We know who you are. We're going to drive you into bankruptcy. We're never going to stop. And we're going to say it with a calm, authoritative, arrogant voice. Nice car, Tom. Nice house, Tom. What's not nice is you not paying. You're not nice, Tom. You're the enemy, Tom. This is meant to scare the public and to brainwash government employees more and more as an us-against-them mentality. This is right out of 1984. Here it is.
Your name is Tom. You live just off of Fifth Street. Nice car, Tom. Nice house. What's not so nice is you owe Pennsylvania $4,212 in back taxes. Listen, Tom, we can make this easy. Pay online by June 18th, and we'll skip your penalty and take half off your interest. Because, Tom, we do know who you are.
Find us before we find you. That's what the mafia does. They come up and say, nice cleaners, nice furniture store, nice family grocery store. We'll make this easy for you, Tom. Pay us, and we won't burn your grocery store down. And now you have the Greek people being told you are going to have to pay at least half of your pension fund money to begin with. We're going to make this easy on you, Greece. Only half your money has to be paid to J.P. Morgan, Chase, and Goldman Sachs that run your country as your finance minister. You don't owe the money. It's pure derivatives. It's made up. Came out in Iceland. They said no. Turned out it was totally fraudulent. Same thing here in the U.S. But we're going to be easy on you, Tom. You know, Tom, we already poison your water with fluoride that doubles your chances of bone cancer and brain damage. You know, Tom, we're already pushing mandatory vaccinations filled with mercury, Tom. You know, Tom, we're watching you with all these cameras and satellites, Tom. You know, we're omnipresent. We're God, Tom. We're the Borg. We're the hive mind. We own you, Tom. You need to submit to us, Tom. You need to do what you're told, Tom. Play that sickening 30-second clip. Oh, we now have the ants clip. That's fine. Let's go ahead and play the ants clip. Here it is.
But there was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
He's quite the motivational speaker, isn't he? Let's ride!
And that's it. That's government. That's what the founding fathers warned us about. That's what's happened to every other civilization. And now the average American pays more than 60% of their earnings in one form of taxation or another. And they've got the head grasshopper, the head of the European Central Bank, in the Washington Post, says, for nations living the good life, the party is over, IMF chief says. And on the same board, The head of the European Central Bank says global government is going to be set up to keep us in line. You hear that, Tom? We own you, Tom. You're our slave, Tom. You understand, Tom?
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Your name is Tom. You live just off of 5th Street. Nice car, Tom. Nice house. What's not so nice is you owe Pennsylvania $4,212 in back taxes. Listen, Tom, we can make this easy. Pay online by June 18th, and we'll skip your penalty and take half off your interest. Because, Tom, we do know who you are.
We know who you are, Tom. The illegal aliens are above the law. They don't have to pay taxes. Get all the free welfare because we're bringing them in here as a voting block. You're the enemy, Tom. We're running an offshore military banking operation against you. We run your country. You're not living in a free nation anymore, Tom. We're watching you with satellites and tracking systems with your own money. We're going to bankrupt you, Tom. You understand, Tom? You got a nice house. You got a nice car. That's one step away from you. You got nice kids. Hope nothing happens to them, Tom. That's the intimidation. That's the type of mind control and bullying we have. And the sky's the limit. Have you seen the armed camp the government's become? They run Fox News pieces now admitting our government's growing the opium in Afghanistan, but they're going to arrest you if you get caught with it. Of course, they got to keep it illegal to keep the price up. They're drug dealers. How many drug dealers did we interview for Kevin Booth's new film? Part two of American Drug War. We'd won the West. The drug dealers, both government and local, don't want drugs decriminalized because they're drug dealers, Tom. Tom is the new Winston Smith in this Orwellian system, and that's the government's mentality. Intimidate them. Drive them into submission. I don't know how many people I know that have degrees who lost their job at a nice company and now bag groceries and even pick up another job and have moved into a smaller house and can't pay for anything, and they can't pay. I mean, a small house in Austin has like a $5,000 a year property tax. And I heard them announce last week where I live. Well, it doesn't matter if property tax receipts are down because home values are down. We're just going to raise them. And we don't care if we're going to double in the next 3 years your power bill. And we're just going to keep expanding and taking the money through the comprehensive annual financial reports, and we're going to invest it with the big banks. And that's just the way it is. Do you understand? As the arrogant head of the IMF came out and said, the good times are over. You're going to be poor now. And we want you to lose your house, Tom. We want the government. I'll never forget Nelda Wells Spears. This is a decade ago. Mike Hansen ought to find that video from our Access TV days and upload it to the web. I think it's Alex Jones confronts county tax assessor. And she says, Nelda Wells Spears, she says, we don't take houses. And then we cut to the courthouse, them selling houses, in some cases for $2,000 property tax bills they couldn't pay. And she says, we do not take homes. And then we cut to them taking the homes. And then we cut to her in commissioner's court a month before talking about all the great houses they'd taken for sale. But that's their arrogance. She's talking to an enemy, a slave enemy, and she's going to do nothing but sit there and stonewall and say no. Hey, I don't want world government. I don't want trillions going to bankers. World government doesn't exist. Bankers don't exist. I don't want a new world order. It doesn't exist. I don't want them taking people's houses. We can't pay the taxes anymore. Government's too big. We're not taking houses. We're not. Nice car. Nice house, Tom. Nice kids, Tom. I'm going to cover this more in the last hour if I have time. Greg Palace is coming up. I need to go to your calls and a bunch of other news we haven't gotten to yet. We're doing a pretty good job today covering it all. But this is government-sponsored terrorism. This is psychological bullying and mafia terrorism against the people. Before we go to break, I just hope this outrages you like it outrages me, and let these scum in government know that we're aware of what they're doing and the illegal alien hordes that work for them. Before I go to break, I want to thank some of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. Number one is Pure Water Freedom. You talk about the best prices I found on in-home and also off the shelf and on the counter. They've got it all. PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. It's PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole water fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners on PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com. And then I want to thank another fabulous sponsor. You cannot trust the government to take care of you. They want you dependent. They want control of your life. They want you so bankrupt that you're basically their slave. Everyone needs to get high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid storable foods. They have a whole bunch of different great food lines. They make the food every month new. They're the biggest outfit in the country. I've got to tell you, there's a lot of bad folks out there selling food. EatFoodsDirect.com are wonderful people. E, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, or give them a call, ask for a free info brochure. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or again, check them out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand a bread line with the big fat government pimps over you if you have your own bread. We'll be right back with Greg Palast. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to play clips from two different Obama speeches. One at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where he was extremely arrogant and made jokes about the private banking takeover of the United States. And another where he demonized the Tea Party folks, who have been bipartisan, but the Republicans are trying to take it over with the Tea Party Express, and said that basically you don't criticize the government in America because the government is the people. No, it's not. It's foreign offshore banks. The same people that own Barack Obama owned George W. Bush. Now, the reason I got this fellow on is because he's written multiple books and made films on the subject. He's worked for ABC News, the BBC. The list goes on and on. Palace stories bite. They're so relevant, they threaten to alter history. Palace is exactly what a journalist is supposed to be, a truth hound. Doggedly independent, undaunted by power. And remember a few years ago, they issued a Homeland Security arrest warrant for him. That was on ABC News, because he went and videotaped FEMA camps where they were holding the people from Katrina right next to a chemical plant that was belching toxic waste onto them. And they said, that's global infrastructure. Under the Patriot Act, arrest him. But it blew up in their face. So, I mean, they've actually come after Greg Palast. But the main reason I got Greg Palast on today is because back in 2002, Greg Palast got IMF World Bank documents. He came on my show and talked about them, but he reported on it to BBC, where the IMF and others engineer the collapse of societies, get them in debt on purpose. You know, this predates the information with economic hitmen and John Perkins. And it showed the predatory nature, how they create riots on purpose, how they jack up prices. And now they're doing the same thing to the United States. And I have the Washington Post, where the head of the IMF last week said, the good times are over. That's a quote. Everything's going to go to the bankers. And in Greece, I heard them on CNN yesterday. I had the Times of London. They were framing the Greeks as bad people. They get 85% on average for their pensions they pay into through the government. You know, the Germans only get 45%. The Germans are mad. So they're phrasing it as kind of like the housing bubble. Oh, it's the people that got the loans that are bad. And then right the day after the banker bailout bill, they said, oh, we're not going to spend it on the banking bailout now. We're not going to tell you where it went. So it's the same thing here. They're saying, oh, the Greeks deserve this. Kind of like Iceland. Oh, they deserve it. Well, Iceland said no. Now the documents have come out. The Icelanders owed nothing. It was all the banks. It was all their debt. So Greg Palast has been on this like no one else. I mean, we heard it from him first. He diagrammed exactly what was being set up in the West, and he joins us now. Greg, good to have you with us.
Glad to be back with you, Alec.
So much is going on. Break down your take on what's currently happening and where you see it going.
Well, I think that you've got to be pretty darn correct. I mean, number one, again, you'll see, just like they blame people, homeowners in America for the for subprime loans, predatory loans. You have to understand that most of the – we have a massive foreclosure problem in the United States, 2 million families facing foreclosure. Which is more than we had when Obama took office and said he was going to fix it. He's going to put a moratorium on foreclosure. He didn't do either of those things. And there's more people in foreclosure than ever. When that happens, the entire housing market remains in collapse. And they blame the victims of predatory lending. That's very important, that the system blaming the victims. In the case of Greece, they're blaming the people of Greece. How dare they want to collect their Social Security when they've been manipulated by the bankers because they're tied to the damn euro. Now, I've actually spoken to the father of the euro, the guy that came up with it, Robert Mundell. He was the economist. He's the guy who came up with, by the way, he's also, his other invention besides the euro is supply-side economics, the kind of voodoo economics where, you know, if you cut taxes, the tax revenue goes. So he even told me that the euro, the creation of the euro, it was all about not creating a strong Europe, but it was, because he's not European, he's the Canadian-American. It was about making sure that each nation would no longer have control of its own fiscal fate, that they would be stuck competing against each other by reducing services and provided by the government. So that you'd keep cheapening your workforce. And he was very blunt about it. He said, that's the purpose of it. It's not to make Europe stronger. It's to make the nations within Europe impotent. And that was his philosophy.
And that's the same thing with NAFTA and GATT. Ross Perot was right. The race to the bottom, and we got the SPP, North American Union documents, 3 years ago when Judicial Watch sued and got them. And they said they had all these corporate chiefs there at the governmental meeting telling the Secretary of States of Mexico, Canada, and the United States what to do. And they said, we're going to lower the U.S. and Canada to the level of Mexico, just as we've done with the euro, so there's nowhere to run, nowhere to compete, and now we're going to play nations off against each other all over the world, Asia, European Union, North American Union, to basically get all the tax money for bankers as bailouts and take people's pension funds. And now we see Bloomberg reporting that federal regulators are preparing to take at least half of people's pensions in the U.S.
Well, I think that what we're seeing, too, is that, you know, when Obama and Bush came up with the bailout, what they didn't do is what China did. And China, they just said, if we're going to give money to the bank, they've got to re-lend the money. Remember that Obama made a claim that he saved the financial system. No, he didn't. He saved the financiers, and he doesn't seem to understand there's a difference between financiers who were bailed out and the financial system. Try to get a loan today. Try to get a mortgage today. You can't. If you're a small business, you can't borrow money today. It's impossible. No one will give you money. There's no credit in the system. That's why we're on our knees, and that's why there is officially still nearly 10% unemployment. Forget the unofficial numbers. And because Obama never saved the financial system whatsoever. They kept them. What you'd have to have is capital in a capitalist system, and the money went to the banks and never came out. They swallowed it, and it was gone in bonuses and building up their own capital base. That's the big problem. So whereas China grew 8% last year because they doubled the amount of credit in their economy, and so that people could buy all of the junk that they were going to sell us at Walmart, the Chinese bought it for themselves because they're, you know, the banks, and they're the bankers. If they don't give out the money, they execute them, which is a pretty good system of regulation, in my opinion. In some ways, disagree. But, you know, we've pulled cash out of our economy. We have not saved the financial system. We've saved the financiers. That's a very big difference.
Let me boil that down and see if you agree. Paulson goes in and threatens martial law. I've had the congressman on who witnessed it. He says, there'll be blood in the streets. That's a quote. Everything will collapse if you don't give us access to trillions of dollars in a blank check. October 3rd, it passes. But before that, they wouldn't pass it, so they went. They had the bank heads go out and badmouth the stock market. It went down by a record level. The Congress panicked, passed it, and then October 4th, on that Saturday, Paulson says, we're not going to spend it to unfreeze mortgages. We're not going to tell you where it went. So they had blamed the victims and said it was these people's fault. And I guess in a way it was. They got suckered, but that was only a part of the derivative scheme. And then the money disappeared. And a year and a half later, both administrations, they won't say where the money went. We know they're flush with trillions of dollars of cash. They're lending less money. They've frozen Main Street, destroying Main Street, so they can come back in and buy it up. The same Goldman Sachs people went in and engineered the derivative system. They sold derivatives to Iceland. Now Greece is going under, and they're coming and getting $146 billion from Europe and the U.S. to go pay Goldman Sachs, and Greece will still be in the same situation they were, except now they're ordering Greece to give them at least half their pension fund money.
Yeah, and, well, what's also happened, remember that the Federal Reserve has bought $1.25 trillion, let me say it again, trillion, $1.25 trillion of mortgage-backed securities. This is gambles on mortgages. Now, we have 2 million people in foreclosure. That trillion and a quarter, instead of going to the banks to guarantee their debt on these subprime mortgages, could have actually gone to have bought the mortgages, some people at a discount to the banks. That's what Roosevelt did. Roosevelt set up in 33 the Federal Home Loan Bank. And he said he ordered the banks to turn over their mortgages, the Federal Home Loan Bank. The mortgages are reset at a reasonable level. The banks were given, whether they liked it or not, government bonds. Because the mortgage payments were drastically lowered on people, because it was not the, you know, usurious rate that we have now in subprime, people were able to pay it back. The housing market rose, and the government actually made billions of dollars on that transaction. But so, instead of taking the trillion and a quarter dollars and helping people in trouble with mortgages because they were given these crazy mortgages with 14% interest rate, knocking it down to reasonable interest rate, instead of doing that, we paid the bankers a trillion and a quarter and took the gamble off their hands. So people are still losing their homes.
Okay, when Bloomberg talks about $23.7 trillion 6 months ago and now $28 trillion, that's other ways, I guess, monetizing debt and things that the Federal Reserve has done. But from the numbers I saw, when it got up to $15 trillion, this was mainstream news last year, that would have paid off all of the mortgages in the country, from penthouses down to apartments. That would have paid off all the mortgages and then some.
Yeah, and what we could, and what Roosevelt did in 33 was say, hey, you're going to pay a reasonable fee. They were charging 4%, 5% mortgage. The banks will, because they lost their mortgages, they're going to get these bonds, And that's it. And then it's all guaranteed, and the housing market recovered, and people stopped losing their homes. And when people stop losing their homes, you know, you can't. I was just in 8 Mile, Detroit. I got one guy who's supposed to, he has a $100,000 mortgage from Bank of America Countrywide. Banks are paying 0% interest. Nominally, they're paying 0.25% interest to borrow from the government. And yes, that's what Bank of America pays. If Bank of America's Countrywide unit is charging this guy 14% interest on a mortgage, $100,000 mortgage on a home, he couldn't sell tomorrow for $30,000 because there's four foreclosed homes on his street.
And it's all fiat money. So in the limited time we have you here, go back over the IMF World Bank documents that were leaked to you in 2002, your warnings about this coming here, where you see this going, criminal probes of Goldman Sachs, but most of the regulators are former Goldman Sachs, this civil suit, is that just a whitewash? Where is all this going? Because the bankers are saying, let them eat cake. They've set up the euro, as you know, you talked about, one of the top people involved in it, openly admitting to you that it's about cornering countries and imploding them through economic conquest.
That's right. Well, and the fact that, let me start with the Goldman. What they've done is they've, instead of saying that the system is rot, the system of creating the securities which are not backed by any assets, and it's basically backed by the taxpayer because the bet is wrong, we pay. We have $160 trillion of derivative securities. That's a lot more than the Earth produces every year in products worldwide, okay? A heck of a lot. So even a 5% wrong, if it's 5% up, these guys literally make trillions. If it's 5% down, we have to back them up or they implode. That's their statement. What they're doing with this Goldman action on the criminality is that they're going to say, well, a couple of the trades were no good. The deal game, they're going to take this one French trader from Goldman and they're going to hang him out to dry and a couple people, and that'll be it. But they're not going to say that the system itself is per se rot. They're not going to say that subprime mortgages are predatory and on their face illegal. By the way, that's what Elliot Spitzer is about to file a 50-state lawsuit the week that they nailed him for not keeping his zipper up. You know, they had that information for a long, long time. They waited for that moment. So when it gets to the IMF documents, what we're able to get, and the IMF has never denied the authenticity of the documents, nor the World Bank, is that these documents, which are confidential, which you can see in my book, Best Democracy Money Can Buy, or our mad house, go to my website, which I put on BBC television, by the way.
Yeah, give us your website, Greg.
Right. www.gregpalace.com. GregPalace.com. And we did this for BBC. And what we were able to find is that basically you have right in the document, for example, we took the country of Ecuador, that's one of the countries, where they said, okay, we're going to squeeze this country and you're going to have riots. And then once we have the riots, then we could take strong measures because obviously then the military can move in. So it was like a planned-in riot. And I spoke to the chief economist, the former chief economist of the World Bank, Joe Stiglitz, who just a couple of years ago, before he got his Nobel Prize. This is not, you know, a fruitcake off-the-wall guy. He's a Nobel Prize-winning economist, head of the World Bank, chief economist of the World Bank. He said, yeah, we used to call that the IMF riot. He said that's kind of built into the process. You squeeze nations like Greece, Ecuador, and by the way, you know, Florida and California until they explode. Okay, and then you have the explosion, and then you can come in third world nations, you come in with the military, suddenly you have the IMF, teams of IMF emergency people come in. No one can object to the austerity measures, as they call them, which is basically just sucking, like you say, you suck out everyone's pension funds. It's just chilling.
And we're now seeing these headlines that America needs austerity, and we have the IMF head saying they're going to do that here. We have the head of the European Central Bank saying world government of and for and by the banks. Gordon Brown saying global constitution of the banks. So these Ponzi scheme guys create more wealth than actually exists in the world. They buy everything up, then they implode it and say, now you've got to give us your pension funds or because we're holding a financial gun to your head. But then when you give them the money, they pull the trigger and shoot you in the head and the whole thing's engineered. Do you see them engineering IMF-style riots here in the U.S.?
I don't think they they need to. I think that they're going to, that they've obviously gotten a hold of money without it. I mean, we kind of go willingly. These other nations, so I've been to places like Ecuador, and they're just more willing to go into the street, you know, burn cars when they, you know, when they raise the price of cooking oil. In Ecuador, the Indians came out of the hills and burnt down the capital. You know, Americans kind of shrug their shoulders and say, well, that's what happens. I mean, you know, when you have 10% unemployment officially, and you have entire states like Michigan shut down, and people are kind of shrugging their shoulders and saying, that's life. I mean, I talked to this guy, Robert Pratt, who was an auto worker and who's facing these foreclosures. You know, I mean, you know, he doesn't know. He said he doesn't know where he's going to go. He's going to have to live in a motel room with his family of five kids. And, you know, he didn't engineer this. He was an auto worker.
And it's only going to get worse. There are VAT taxes, carbon taxes that Ken Lay thought up. It just goes, you know, they control the left, they control the right. But see, Americans have never been financially fleeced like this. I mean, the government that I know of never taken pension funds. They're now in Bloomberg proposing it. That's where I see all this going. And then that'll destroy the market even more, destroy confidence even more, which is exactly what the bankers want. Why can't we just arrest all these criminals? I mean, Ron Paul's agreed with me on air that they've committed a lot of crimes on record. Greg Palast, stay with us. We'll come right back and talk more with Greg Palast. He's been warning about this for more than a decade. And 8 years ago, he got the IMF documents that prove this is premeditated. Now we have the Goldman Sachs doing the same thing.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Greg Palast has got to get on a plane and fly to Alaska. He's hot on the trail of the BP oil spill. GregPalast.com is the website. Our website's Infowars.com. We'll talk about that in the next 5 minutes, the next little short segment. Then he's got to go. Halliburton may be culprit in oil rig explosion. That's been out the last few days with the cement they were pouring. But, I mean, Greg, look, they're so out in the open, hundreds of billions of dollars of stolen money that went to bonuses. They won't say where the money went, the rest of it. Why are they so arrogant? Why are they getting away with this? And how do we bring these guys to justice before they destroy the economy by design?
Well, you know, people are pretty passive as one, but the other is that people don't have information. Information, to me, is a powerful weapon here. They control the media. For example, you've got the media keeps talking, you know, hearing from this guy Peter Peterson. He's head of something called the Concord Coalition, talking about how we have to get rid of entitlements. That's basically taking away your Social Security and your veterans' pensions and your veterans' benefits. That's your you know what? You are entitled to your entitlements. I'm sorry, you paid into your Social Security. It's an insurance plan, you know. And they want to take it away. Well, who is Peter Peterson? He's one of the he's a billionaire investment bank. So in other words, you shouldn't get the money. He should. You know, they don't tell you that. This guy's fighting against entitlement. Well, what he's saying is, turn over your pension to me. When they talked about privatizing the pension plans, you know, they were talking about basically, you know, Paul Krugman saying, hey, you know, this doesn't make any sense numerically. There's not, you can't make more money in the U.S. stock market than the government gets in its bonds. Well, the answer is they weren't going to keep it in the U.S. They were going to send it to China where there's more money.
Well, it's worse than that. I mean, I've tracked these big banks the last 100 years. They lobby for big government. They lobby for cities to take most of the tax money in the states and invest it in these comprehensive annual financial report funds. And then the public's only told about the budget, not all these other investments. I mean, this is just pure criminality.
Yeah. I mean, they're, you know, basically they're using the state. You're right. They use the state budget as piggy banks for their speculation. You know, and I see it in Europe, where I also work with the BBC, where, you know, I mean, Finland found its pension fund just sucked away on the derivatives. They didn't even know what they were buying. You know, so and the money doesn't disappear. I mean, this idea that it doesn't disappear, it's going into someone's pocket. It doesn't, you know, simply evaporate. This is a big shift in wealth.
Well, here's the problem, Greg. As you've studied, no, they will destroy a country. They will take a first world nation like Argentina and reduce it down into a third world hellhole. They will do that here if we don't stop them. But I guess you're just saying it's just going to happen.
Well, no, I think if people are informed, I mean, one thing I've traveled around the world. Americans are actually impressive in one way that they are reactive. They get the information. That's why they, you know, as Daniel Ellsberg said, the good thing about Americans is that you have to lie to them. The bad thing is that it's fairly easy to do. You know, so that's the problem, that, you know, that we're surrounded by a media which keeps saying the same thing. You know, get rid of entitlements, the Greek workers are guilty, so it goes on and on. The, you know, people have borrowed too much money for their homes, they deserve to lose them, you know, blaming the victim constantly. As opposed to, and the poor banks, we have to save the financial system, when they don't mean that at all. They mean save the financiers. That's the big problem. People just don't have the information.
They're holding us hostage. They're telling the people, you'll get your 401k, you'll get your pension, if you let us raise taxes. And now they're so greedy. I'm sure you've seen the articles all over Forbes and Bloomberg where federal regulators are, quote, ordering private pension funds to, quote, invest in failed banks. You know, I come knock on your door and say, Greg, I want you to invest in a failed bank. You don't have a choice.
Well, exactly. You know, the whole point is that they are trying, is that they are looking to you to provide them the capital that they've lost. That's what it's about.
And we have to insure all their bets that are made worldwide. Back in 60 seconds with Greg Pallas of GregPallas.com. He's going to give you an inside scoop on what's really going on with the British Petroleum mega spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.